Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
BigSoftTitty.png.
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 Three, two, one. Beautiful.
Okay.
All right. It now falls to me to begin the podcast. As the largest podcaster, I will be beginning. Welcome back, everybody, to BigSoftTitty.png. This week we are joined by, a darling little elf of a man. Stefan Heck is here from the podcast Blocked Party and the wonderful Twitch stream Go Off Kings.
I'm regular sized.
Okay.
All right, prove it.
I was going to get my penis out, but that would not prove it.
It wouldn't prove it.
If anything, your penis would make you look humongous by comparison.
Stefan is the same size as his penis. And we don't know how it works.
Stefan, you're coming to us right off of a grievous injury, as I understand it.
That's right, Tom. I hurt my... And that's right, Demi also. I don't know if she's paying attention, but... I hurt my ankle playing soccer, or as you guys call it, soccer.
Yeah, nicely done.
Thank you for code switching for us.
I caught myself at the end there.
I think one of the great things about the three of us is we have incredibly clear, like, you know how you'd buy like an old Game Boy and it would be transparent so you could just see all the parts inside?
Yeah.
I feel like we have that on our brains. And so you see like the three brain cells rubbing up against each other, making enough friction to fire off once.
It's really nice, and I think also that we're both like we both live in Commonwealth countries, but there's some similarities, but then there's actually several differences too.
Interesting.
That's right, yeah. Stefan, and that's sort of the crux of what we're doing here today.
Yeah,
that's
I know. That's why I fucking said it, you idiot.
Damn it, you stupid cunt!
I'm sorry. We sent you two episodes of gem of Australian childhood.
This is like a truly iconic Australian institution.
I wanted you to watch my two favorite episodes, and there wasn't even I haven't seen
it's
them
like so
either.
Obvious why they're your favorite
yes.
episodes.
And yep. I haven't seen either of them in like at least 10 years. But immediately when I was like, what can we show Stefan? I was like, these specific two episodes of Round the Twist.
Let's start at the start here. Stefan, we have decided to rip off your Patreon premium content concept of the Canadian education program where you and John Cullen will have guests on and you'll show them pieces of Canadian content. And we've realized, what if we did that? Because it's much easier than coming up with like our own idea. And unlike our ideas, it's good. So,
and we have done that now.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's okay too. And it's kind of nice too. Again, going back to the Commonwealth thing, I feel like American podcasters can't do this, right?
No. We know everything.
We know everything. You're TV. You are TV.
Yeah.
America.
Exactly. The idea of someone trying to tell me something about Los Angeles is crazy. You know, like I know everything about that fucking place.
Yeah, the only thing that last surprised me about America was like going there and people being like, yeah, they still pay us with physical checks.
That's nuts.
And I have to give money or a physical check to my landlord.
You know what I hate is going to a restaurant there and then they take the credit card around back. What are you doing with it?
What did you do to it? Did you
get the machine, bring it to the table.
Get the machine, bring it to the table. Did you kiss it with your penis tip? Did you squeeze your penis tip to make a little kissing mouth with your penis tip onto my card? And you pressed it up against the zero on the front of my card and it and you kissed it, like they had two mouths to kiss.
Why the oh, because the zero, it's
like
it's
a mouth
sort of raised.
Yeah, it's like raised, and raised. It's like a mouth, sort of. Yeah.
The zero is the lips of the credit or debit card. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. So Round the Twist, an iconic Australian kids' TV show.
By the way, I'm that much closer to knowing Demi's credit card number now.
I was about to say, God, I hope I didn't give too much away. One of the numbers on the back is 4.
Oh.
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 What if you did see my credit card and it was just a 0 on the front and a 4 on the back?
I do.
You would believe it,
like,
wouldn't
a
you?
Flash card. Yeah.
Can I pay? We don't let her pay because it feels wrong.
We've given Demi a far simpler credit card as befits her status. Her bank account just has much or little.
Not much. A sausage's worth.
It'd be really good if they did drop something for, like, dumb guys that was, you know, instead of seeing your balance, you could opt to just be delivered, like, a, I don't know, an emoji. Or, like, one of those, you know, stages of pain faces.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my balance is the, it's like the Doom guy's face.
And
it's, he's like really bloody.
He's really fucked up.
Yeah.
We got you to watch 2 episodes here, and I think what we'll do is we'll just talk through them.
Well, can I have a question at the start, though?
Yeah.
Because you came to Australia, Stefan. And was it as stupid as you thought it was going to be?
It reminded me a lot of Vancouver.
Oh, great.
Like Sydney, especially, was like, which I guess that's where I was, but, and that's where you guys are, right?
And
still?
Also, it's the only place you were.
Yes.
Yeah. But we sort of, at one point when I was leaving, when we were flying, we flew above a part of Australia that was different.
Do you know which bit?
I think the Gold Coast.
And did you like it?
It sucked.
That's right, Stefan.
That's what I wanted to hear. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Well done.
No, Sydney was very nice. I liked it. And I think part of it was, you know, obviously being able to hang out with my wonderful friends, Libby and Lewis.
Yes, that's,
Was really, no, it was nice seeing you guys really,
yeah, I really hope we got 3rd and 4th
Yeah,
there.
but he only said the 2.
Yeah.
So. Do you guys have the, well, I know one of the coffee mugs broke, but do you have the other mug or a part of the broken mug? Because have they actually been shown anywhere yet? I would love for your patrons to see these mugs. Because I never showed them.
Should
on
I go get the mugs?
Yeah, go ahead and get them.
All right, what are you guys going to talk about while I'm gone?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think I'll leave that up to Stefan.
Okay. I'm interested to know if her stomps will be caught on the microphone.
I think.
Maybe not. Because she's quite. Oh my God.
That's her just walk, and it's genuinely not her doing a bit. It's just the sound she makes when she goes up or down the stairs.
Well, when I came over to your guys' place for the first time, that was like one of the first things I wanted to understand, I think, was how, because I heard you walking up the, well, I didn't hear you walking up the stairs. I saw you walking up the stairs.
Yeah.
And it was like quiet.
Yes.
It was like normal.
It's not a problem with the stairs. The stairs can be used normal. The stairs can be used normal style. Anyway, here we have the wonderful mugs that you brought us as gifts. Norm did push one of these off the table and break them. It is the less obscene of the mugs.
I'm glad he broke
them. Sorry, one sec. We're just putting in headphones, Steph, and we can't hear you.
Oh, it's okay. I was going to say, I'm glad he broke that mug specifically because the other mug is much funnier. I think.
Well,
they're both quite good.
They mean a lot, but one of them immediately means something to everybody. So one of the mugs, this is the broken one. This is, did we figure out how we want to say his name?
I believe it's Oki.
Well, Oki? A lot of people were saying it's Oki because it's like the Scottish thing.
Mm.
But you have to hold your hand sort of behind. It's going to be tough to do, but you have to go peep style and sort of like with I think that, I guess it doesn't really work that way.
Not really.
No.
You can tell it's a dog, but you can also kind of tell that it's a person.
It's a man as a dog,
The dog.
It's a man dressed up as a dog on all fours in stilts of some kind.
And
then the other mug.
And this mug, which I hopefully not. We
I didn't think
they
were
going to
make this, by the way. I will just say, Zazzle.com, which I used to make this, they yelled at me and they were like, hey, we're not making the second mug for you. Fuck you.
Okay.
And then they made it
and they sent it.
Wow.
Yeah,
So Bugs Bunny sucking Daffy Duck's penis.
Yeah. Yes.
While Daffy Duck holds what we assume is supposed to be a beer.
It's supposed to be a beer. It looks like a like looks a salt like a pepper, pepper shaker, shaker yeah. or like an urn.
Yes.
Possibly. And then Bugs is naked as well.
Yes.
Well, it'd be really weird if they put clothes on Bugs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually that's a good point. Yeah. It is it's hard to see here, but my favorite part of it is Daffy's hand on his
yeah,
ass.
Yeah, his hand.
Yeah.
It looks so awful.
It looks really bad. It was really phoned in at the end there.
So thank you, Stephen.
Have you guys been drinking out of that? Or
I've been drinking out of the blowjob mug. And Tom was drinking out of Oki so much that Norm got jealous. And so now the handle's just gone because it fell.
Norm.
But I've got the handle in there. I'm going to fix it. Stefan, I promise I'm going
to
fix it.
That's good. No, I believe you. Norm is so funny to me because like Kiki will knock stuff off the table, but she's never knocked anything like breakable off the table.
Mm.
I think the biggest thing she knocked off was like a PS5 controller.
What about the bowl of congee?
Okay. Yeah, I guess that's...
Didn't you have to clean up a bowl of congee that she knocked off the table while dressed as Sonic the Hedgehog?
We're talking about Australia.
Yes, yeah, so Round the Twist is one of my favorite shows. I watched it at every opportunity that I could when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. I actually believe that this is the updated cast of Round the Twist.
This is... So there were two... They had two bites of the apple for Round the Twist.
Yeah, because there's early 90s and early 2000s, and they completely recast it.
Right? Yeah.
That's right. And this
so
is
this
the...
This is like 2000? This is like season three or series three, as you guys would say?
Well, no. We're still season. Series is one of those things that got really confined to the motherland with, you know, foot and mouth.
Right.
And a certain brand of noncing. This is an iconic show. For us, and I think realizing as you grew up how other countries don't have shows like this.
Yeah.
So just to, are we comfortable with me just like jumping out in front and just like dropping what these two episodes are about at their crux?
I guess. Well, no, let's do them one at a time.
Okay. Well, first up we have The Big Burp, which is about a 13-year-old boy becoming pregnant.
Yes.
From a tree.
Yeah.
From
a spirit.
From like pissing on a tree spirit. Yeah. Yes.
Not like a guy.
No. No, and the tree spirit is a lady.
Yeah, it's a little too, it's a little too British if he got pregnant by a guy.
Yeah.
Huh?
Pedophiles.
What the fuck are you talking about? I can't just edit that out.
What do you mean?
All right. We have ourselves a wonderful group of, we realized dropping you into this that it was a really strange one. We have basically the Twist family. They live on a lighthouse on the coast Naranda Cove.
Yeah, so when
and
it
I'd
gets-
seen the... I'd seen the theme or the intro before because I think, Demi, you showed it to me and John on the episode you came on.
Yes, that's right.
And it's an incredibly catchy theme song.
Oh, it's so good. Mm. And I wanted to show it to you just to bring a little bit of Australia into your lives. But we realized probably about 20 seconds into the actual opening of the episode that just seeing a family eating breakfast, a boy go into the toilet, and then the shot of the outside of a lighthouse spinning around was probably fairly confusing.
Yeah, that is in the second episode here.
When the lighthouse spins around, does that mean something crazy is about to happen?
No,
no,
we'll
that
get to
only
that.
Happens once.
That's literally a completely out of nowhere thing.
Yeah,
but we're talking about The Big Burp. That's from the second episode.
Yeah,
The Big Burp here is the M-Preg episode of Round the Twist, which features an incredibly visceral line right off the bat at around 38 seconds into this. I'll just let this speak for itself. I hope you can hear this, Stefan.
Is he hungry or something?
She has a baby, you know. If someone drops a tadpole in her beer, your dad probably lived forever.
So that's a reference to getting pregnant by saying if someone drops a tadpole in her beer.
Okay. And is that's like an Australian...
I've never heard
I've
it before
never,
in my life.
I've never, ever heard that.
Okay. Well, you would say something. You guys, because you're Australian, you would say...
Yeah.
Am I allowed to? Can I?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I mean, presumably what you would expect them to say would be drop a tadpole in her cunt. But like that actually sounds awful now that I've said it out loud. Well, here I can.
Okay. Yeah. We'll put that in.
It's so fun seeing that in like the audio, like the waveform. Cause it's a big rectangle.
Yeah. Okay, well, now we've figured out how Stefan can make him make a shape for himself to look at. He'll be doing that for the rest of the episode. Yeah, we start off with this wonderful family. They've recently added a stepmom, Faye, to their ranks. But the
is that the older lady there who was talking?
No. Faye is the Faye is the woman who is in a relationship with the dad.
As far as I can tell, the older woman who was talking is just some lady that is at their house.
You know, she runs
a
McDonald's like a Navy, for sure.
Yes.
You
know?
She seems like she is friends with the lighthouse, is my recollection
from
the show.
It seems like she's friends with the lighthouse, yes.
Maybe she's the spirit of the lighthouse. There's a lot of spirits in this episode.
Round the Twist is a very ghost-heavy show. We join the elder son of the Twist household, Pete, as he's being pursued by bullies, one of which is from the Gribble family.
Yep.
So the chief conflict around the Twist is the Twists versus the Gribbles, and Dale Gribble, the patriarch of the Gribble family,
is his name actually Dale Gribble?
Well, in the show,
yeah,
that's from King of the Hill.
Oh, maybe I'm wrong.
Wait, no, but I wouldn't be surprised because Tony Twist is a hockey player, and the dad's name in this is Tony Twist, so. There's a lot of crazy
Harold things happening. Gribble. It's Harold Gribble.
Oh, my apologies.
So I was gonna be like, that's incredible if he's also named Dale.
No, yeah, this is Harold Gribble. The patriarch is
he's like the rich guy with like the curly hair.
Yes, he's a real estate agent. He's an evil real estate agent who wants to sell the lighthouse
and the mayor of the town.
For some reason,
he's also the mayor of the town. It's not that
Port Noranda.
Port Noranda.
It's not a real town. I'm assuming it's fake.
I believe that it is.
I don't think it's a real town.
Well, the Shipwreck Coast isn't real.
You don't know.
All right. Anyway, we join Pete as he's fleeing from the bullies, but he also desperately needs to piss.
Which is communicated very quickly as he's running from the bullies by him grabbing his penis and saying, I need to pee.
These are
while he's running.
Too thoroughly, which is so funny to be...
To need to piss while someone's trying to bash the shit out of you.
Because you know if they catch you, you're going to piss your pants while they beat the shit out of you.
But that would actually be, like, maybe he should have just pissed.
You should definitely need to pull your pants down and piss on them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know this is probably annoying to hear, but watching these two episodes, I do understand how it informed your guys' sense of humor.
No, I completely understand that.
Yeah.
We were watching this and being like, damn, our friend Sam Campbell makes like a million amounts of sense now.
Yeah.
And I think for us, it makes sense also. This is just like on TV. This wasn't like a controlled substance or anything. Anyway, here's the boy running away from...
Yeah, you didn't have to find this.
Yeah.
They made us see it.
This is like a popular show.
Yeah.
This was the show.
That's really good.
Well, I don't know about that. But it was like on the public broadcaster, you know?
I am trying to imagine these two plot lines in like an American show. And like people would be killed over it.
Yes, because what happens here is one of the longest scenes of pissing ever filmed.
You see the piss. So he started pissing there.
Yeah, here comes the gasping, by the way, as he pisses.
I wrote a note here, I guess before the reveal, which was the tree is a lady and it gets pleasure from a child's urine.
And that was, sorry, just to recap, that was before the reveal that the tree is a lady?
Well, yeah, because I think you hear it moaning and I was like, that's really weird.
No, the moaning is from him.
Oh, no. I thought, not the moaning, but like the musical sort of like.
I
see. Yeah,
the
magic,
stuff,
the magical
like,
music. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, something's, the tree is enjoying this, you know?
I finally found someone.
One, yeah.
You're going up. Be scared, Twist. Be very scared.
Can't say the twist for the trees.
The three bully combo in kids shows is so good.
So good.
The piss is going on
bully
for
and the,
so
and the two
long.
Stupid bullies. Really good.
Yeah.
If I help you, will you be my friend?
He's still pissing. The tree asks if he can, he will help it.
Yeah.
And he agrees, which is awesome. Thank you so much to the tree.
I know when the pissing began, so can we just go to the end of the piss?
Yeah, sure.
He's still pissing
at the 3-minute mark.
Okay.
Still audibly pissing, and the bullies have been knocked down by the tree's branches into the mud from his piss.
Yes.
That's really funny that he's pissing.
Yeah. He's still pissing.
Think you're pretty tough when you stand next to the tree, don't you, Twist?
One of my favorite lines in these two episodes is think you're pretty tough when you're standing next to a tree, don't you, Twist?
And the line coming up here, too, I also wrote down.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great.
You.
Yeah.
And the last tree you'll see will be a cemetery! Yeah!
That's like really clever for a pump.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, and ready to pause pump? Nope, nope. Stop.
Yeah. 3:26. Okay.
And it started at 2:01.
Holy that's really fuck. Funny.
That's a minute and 25 seconds of piss.
And we saw the breadth of the stream.
We saw the piss.
Yeah.
Ah.
It's really good.
Yeah, it was as thick as like a good-sized dildo. The flow of piss coming out of this boy. Would hate to see the hole on him. Anyway, it's also very yellow, which I don't like.
Yeah, he's not hydrated, I don't think.
No. Yeah. I had a really stinky piss right before we started recording.
Oh, yeah?
So I'm drinking some water right now.
Was there any reason for it? Are we on an asparagus kick, or is it just one of those things where, hey, you know what? That happens.
It happens sometimes. I think part of it is I feel it's hard for me to move around right now, so I haven't been drinking as much water as I would like to today.
I made a fish meal the other night that it I was great, very proud of, and I had some really weird piss after that.
Really?
Maybe it's because I don't eat fish that much, or really ever, but I started eating fish because I knew you wanted to take us to a sushi place when we came to Vancouver, and then we never did that.
No, but when you guys come... next summer.
Ooh, another patented Stefan promise.
Yeah, but this will actually happen this time. And we can go fishing.
All right. Up on don't.
There's
all
no
right,
way.
Come on,
it's
man.
No, just not going to. None of it's going to happen.
We meet Jeannie Dryad, who is the manifestation of the tree. She's the tree spirit. He immediately falls in love with her. They kiss in a kiss that is very upsetting to look at. It really takes me back to like being that age and having your first kiss and being like, I guess the mouth goes here.
I guess both my lips go in their mouth.
Yeah. It takes me back to like the stage of kissing where you were like, all right, and one lip above and one lip below.
Yeah.
Now to kiss.
I remember having a boyfriend once. Sorry.
Yeah, that's fine.
Who was, it was when I was like, I don't know, like 21, I think. And they were a little bit older than me. And I was like, man, you're like, I'm sorry. I have to tell you how bad you are at this.
Oh, but no.
It was so, so bad. I was like, you sucked on my mouth.
Oh,
you sucked on the whole mouth.
Both lips?
Both lips.
Oh,
and then when I was like trying to get my lips out of his mouth, he sucked my tongue. I was like.
It was like a vacuum, like actually.
Actually, yeah. And I was like, you saw that I wasn't doing that. Right?
You were trying to use your tongue to like free yourself from the mouth.
I was trying to like break the seal of the mouth so that I could get out.
God damn. That's one of the, that's like a good deed for several people in the future.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's planting a tree.
Yeah.
In relationship terms.
Yes.
And speaking of trees, Tom.
Yes.
Oh, funny you say that, Stefan, because there's actually a tree in this scene.
Here we have, look, they kiss, they hold hands, and then about... around the midway point of the episode, we get this reveal that, yes?
Nothing.
Okay.
Is it nothing?
Say what it is.
I was going to say, is it coming across that my new favorite thing is when Stefan clearly tries to do a segue, I repeat it and in a really annoying way?
I think, unfortunately, you've set your baseline
as
way
stupid.
Of acting
yeah,
as
okay.
very annoying, right. though it doesn't actually read.
Okay.
But I'm also really annoying, too. So, like, it sort of, it, like, cancels out, maybe.
And it's funny you say happening. That, Stefan, because I am annoying.
I'm playing the clip. Okay. This is from around the midway point of the episode. This is where we find the premise of this.
Touched. It doesn't make sense. How can you be?
It's different for dryads.
Sorry, she just said they're going to be having a baby. Yep. Also, the dryad here, we both reckon is New Zealand, which is...
which she sounds a little bit different, but there's no reason for you to be able to tell that.
Yeah.
I was going to say the same thing.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah.
Once a man wheezes on the tree and you hold hands and kiss, you can't avoid it.
Really?
All I ask is that you let me be there at the birth.
Well, if you're having a baby, of course you're going to be there.
Don't be silly. Dryads can't have babies. That's why you're having it.
What?
In 2 days, you're going to be a mother.
Really good
People
stuff.
People would get so mad about this.
I cannot imagine this being made in America literally ever. They would get firebombed.
Yeah. Okay. So this kid show is about, it's about a kid getting pregnant. Okay. Well, is it at least a little girl? Oh my God.
Oh, well, they keep the baby at least. This is a hell of an episode. He's going to give birth in 2 days. Of course, he has to go to school for some reason.
And the reason he's giving birth as well is to save a tree.
Yes, he's trying to save the tree that doesn't have a tree spirit, so they're bringing another tree spirit into the world.
Yep.
And also the way that he got pregnant was pissing on the tree, holding hands, and kissing.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the big three.
I think this was there was a moment before this where the tadpole thing was mentioned, but then at one point the little kid puts a frog in his stepmom's wine.
Yes.
Yeah, I do have that the timestamp of that, but it is...
I think the reason that we didn't want to include the clip is because there's a lot of Bronson, the youngest boy, saying, I need to get my stepmom pregnant.
Yeah, well, I was going to say...
Quite prescient, isn't it?
It's,
yeah.
He I was says it say, a lot.
Before you said that, I was going to say that... The little kid with the frog is very demi-coded.
Yes, just, Demi is a just went. Demi is just, a Bronson.
Yeah,
like there's you would expect Demi me. Energy. Like when there was croaking coming from his pocket, it's like yeah, yes, Demi
yeah, literally,
would have
obviously.
Yeah,
okay. How would you do that?
All the normal ways.
Oh yeah, here we go.
That's why I'm gonna get Faye pregnant.
How would you do that?
All the normal ways.
On top, Faye on top, from behind.
Faye behind.
Yeah, he's still working it out. I'm going to jump forward here to when he goes to school while pregnant. But yeah, this is basically...
Which shouldn't be allowed to do.
No.
I was supposed to say that?
Yeah. Which you should.
You should keep that shame at home.
Your baby is disruptive.
Yeah. Well, everyone else is going to want one.
That's right.
This is the pregnancy episode. So yeah, the reason Bronson wants his stepmom to have a baby is because married men live longer.
It's a statistical fact.
Yeah, that was brought up to him once.
If Faye has a baby, your dad will probably live forever. So there is also a fear of parental death around this frog business.
Yeah. It's a very practical reasoning to put a frog in wine because you heard that if someone gets a tadpole in their beer, that means they'll have a baby.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's very distressing. I mean, it's not. This show fucking rules. And here we have, I mean, this is just some all-star Australian dialogue.
Yeah.
Birth is very natural. There's no need to be ashamed.
This is Pete, the pregnant boy, walking with his invisible dryad baby mama, daddy, who cannot be seen by anyone else. And she just said very natural to be pregnant. She just refuses to.
She chooses not to be seen. And then several times in the episode, she's like, it's like everyone's looking through me. Yeah. Bitch, show up. What are you talking about?
Yeah. It seems like someone on the staff had recently had a pregnancy and was really funneling a lot of aggression into this.
Not natural for a schoolboy to be pregnant. Look, I don't want anybody finding out that I'm up the duff. If Grimms found out, he'd razz me stupid.
We won't tell him.
We won't tell anybody,
and of course,
okay?
I know what all those words mean.
Well, yeah, you understand what it means to be razz stupid if Grimms finds out you're up the duff?
Yeah.
Do you guys not have up the duff?
Does that mean up the ass?
No!
It means pregnant.
Oh. No, we don't have that.
If Grimms finds out I'm up the duff, he'll razz me stupid.
Okay.
Right?
Razz me stupid, I got. I think that makes it, he'll like make fun of me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Until I'm stupid.
Crossing my eyes and sticking my tongue out because my bully got me too much. I think you have some stuff going on apart from the pregnancy, man. It's really crazy dialogue here. He does deploy the "don't hurt me, I'm pregnant" against his bullies.
I wrote that down.
Yeah.
Do you want me to?
Can we look? Don't hurt me, I'm pregnant.
It's just the next two lines,
and we get to see his big belly.
Yeah, the big belly also comes in here.
I want to talk to you
about the mud
and the tree.
Yeah.
Don't hurt me, I'm pregnant.
Really cool. I don't know whether we appreciated it enough at the time, but saying like, he better not find out. I just can't let him. I can't let him find out because he'll make me look stupid.
And then immediately,
don't hurt me. I'm pregnant.
Don't hurt me. I'm pregnant.
Really funny. We didn't dwell on this either. I'm pretty sure. Did we say this to Stefan? I'm pretty sure the mud is from only his piss.
Yes, we did.
We did say that. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Because it was a sunny day, so where would the mud be from?
Exactly. Why would there be mud under the tree?
It was initially very dry.
Except for the minute and a half.
And they also kept touching their faces and going, oh, yuck.
Oh, yuck. And it's not like, oh, yuck, it's mud. It's like, oh, it's pissy mud.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, this one I just wanted to show because there is, in the background of this next scene that is just going to be cut away to, there is an incredibly deep kiss happening between... the twists.
Yes, the adult twist.
Yeah, check this out. There we go.
Why are they doing that?
They do seem quite horny for each other.
Yeah.
In the next episode especially.
They seem to have like a genuine, I don't know about genuine chemistry, but they definitely have like much more of a positive relationship than you'd usually see in this kind of show, I feel like.
I would say that. I don't know whether I just don't think a background kiss like that is that necessary, but
no. I didn't even notice it until Tom pointed it out.
Just do something else. Like you're in the kitchen. There's so much stuff to touch in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so true, baby. Said with a real actor's eye.
Thank you.
I wrote this down. This is from the second episode, but it applies here too. The dad, Tony Twist,
mm-hmm.
I'm getting some John Arbuckle vibes from him a little bit.
Oh,
the frizzy hair. Yeah, I understand that.
The frizzy hair, and he's sort of like a harmless... Like, I don't want to say, like, dumbass, but, like, he's sitcom dad, stupid.
Very cool happens to Tony also. He's usually kind of just having the stuff happen around him.
And he's kind of a positive doofus. Which is
John Arbuckle.
Yeah.
He's less of a loser than John, for sure.
Yeah, I think he's definitely not,
because he has, like, a partner, so he's not, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he doesn't drink dog cum.
No.
In
most of the episodes.
This is Pete walking around his room while pregnant, which I just put in here so he could have a look at his big belly.
I think you'll have time for that.
It's so good.
See?
The dryad does disappear.
You did it.
Yeah. It looks so...
People don't realize what I'm going through. People still die during childbirth, you know?
Come on, Pete.
Whose belly do you think they used for that?
Yeah, what percentage of boys die in childbirth?
Incredibly dark thing for a kids' TV show to acknowledge that people die in childbirth also. Yeah. Fucking rules. This show rocks.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Like, it's genuinely still very funny for me to watch this, like, now.
It's really good. And then, like, I feel like part of it is, you know, we all sound so stupid, but the people in, like, Australian kids' TV sound especially stupid.
Yeah.
And I did just want to highlight a little bit of Howard Gribble here, who is the main antagonist on account of being a real estate agent who sucks shit and is the mayor.
In the afternoon.
There he is. Just wanted to show my man, Howard Gribble, just an incredible performance.
Some really
good.
I think. Can we see the movement of his face on here now? By the way, because he's bumped into the window, but he's done the classic. Like, it's a kids' TV show. We need to see the face smashed up against the glass. Like,
that was
no
a great
reason.
Transition there too.
Yeah,
this next. That was
the focus. Yeah.
Now this is the pregnant Pete. It's a day later. All the media attention has come to the school, and they'll be, which again just disappears after the episode. Thank God they don't. You know, it's not a whole thing.
Well, I was going to ask because, I mean, again, spoiler for the second episode. An ongoing theme in the show seems to be something crazy happens to the kid, and then like the newspaper writes about it.
Yeah, it's really interesting because usually the whole thing would be we can't let anyone find out about this, but in this one, everyone knows about it. There's all the evidence in the world, and then people are like, "Yep, I know that's a crazy town."
And they're like proud of it too, which rocks.
Yeah. Yes, and it's great because like, Gribble like is constantly doing his best to try and get the town on the map so that their real estate prices go up. And the most interesting things on earth happen to this family that he for some reason hates.
Well, because they live in the lighthouse.
Well,
he wants to demolish the lighthouse. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The constant catch cry between the Gribbles and the Twists is the lighthouse is not for sale because he's always trying to sell the damn thing.
And like tear it down, I guess, or just,
I think
just
so. But
yes, but all he usually says is, "I found a buyer for the lighthouse," and they're like, "Well, we don't want to sell it." Still, again,
I have this line here. This is just a. I think this is a really incredible line here from the bullies as they approach. And also an incredible extending of the olive branch by the bullies.
Hmm. We better take you to sick bay.
The bullies are approaching the pregnant Pete and the Twist family as they counsel him towards the sick bay. They have him in their sights.
Hey, Twistoid!
Just because you're pregnant, Twist, doesn't mean you can avoid the knuckle burger.
Yeah!
We don't have time for this. He's going to have a baby any minute now.
Can't you see he's a contractor?
Please, can you help me?
Okay, we'll give you a hand, but then we'll beat you up.
Thanks, so I really appreciate it.
Also, the baby is coming out of his mouth.
Yeah, we forgot to say that.
God,
That's why he's burping so much.
Yeah. Already the burps are really taking the wind out of my sails, because Stefan, we'll skip the baby being born scenes.
Yeah.
It's quite nasty.
Yeah,
we were retching.
Genuinely made me throw up,
it's really gross.
Yeah, it's really
great. The afterbirth and stuff too.
Afterbirth?
Really quite.
Yeah, that's and that is a joke from the show.
Yeah.
For anyone.
Can you go back to to Branson saying he's a contractor or whatever? Because that, again, very Demi.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right.
Just the way he said it.
Just because you're pregnant, Twist, doesn't mean you can avoid the knuckle burger.
Just because you're pregnant, Twist,
doesn't mean you can avoid the knuckle burger.
Even just that look there, that's a Demi look.
That is a Demi, yeah.
We don't have time for this. He's going to have a baby any minute now.
Can't you see he's a contractor?
Please, can you help?
Sorry, Demi, that's you.
Fuck. Yeah, you're Bronson.
Yeah, it's me.
Sorry, Dambo.
That's all right.
Can we hear you say it? Can't you see that he's a contractor?
Can't you see he's a contractor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well done. I'm going to skip the birth. The dryad who he's been having an on and off argument with disappears and then reappears for the birth. She is present at the birth of her baby. Again, I'm skipping the long burping sequence with all of the, like, him having to... I believe the advice is like... Breathe, breathe. You have to breathe to burp. Come on, mate. And then...
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
That one of the kids is like, oh, I saw a movie about birth once. And they were like, oh, what was it? And he was like, I think it's called Alien.
That was really
funny. It's really good.
Good gag.
It's really funny.
And here we have the beautiful tree spirit baby born into the hands of Pete Twist.
Oh my God. So good. You know what it kind of looks like is the baby Grinch from the live action.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. We have a second shot of the baby just here.
Makes me really happy, this one.
It's the most beautiful thing.
The baby looks really wise here.
It's just like a human face covered in green slime.
Yes.
For anyone who's not watching the video feed on Patreon. And now I'm going to skip through just the next bit, because immediately after this, there is a disgusting scene where he burps out green fluid from his mouth, and it's really upsetting.
It's really bad. Yeah.
It almost throw up, and it's incredible that it made it in.
Yep.
But all's well that ends well, and we do see that the tree spirits are living beside each other in this beautiful scene.
Yep.
There she is.
Which is just and then the baby tree.
It's just the trees and like their faces superimposed on it. It looks so good.
I love it.
Oh man, Midsommar could never. Yeah. So that's the episode. Pretty much, we end on
Bronson needing to piss, going to piss on a tree, and Pete yells, "Bronson, no!"
Yeah.
Pretty good cap on it.
Pretty good cap.
Really funny.
Just yeah, really, just
very funny episode. And the second one, maybe even funnier.
I think the second one is funnier.
So the second one is my favorite all-time episode. I really wanted you to watch Boy Gets Pregnant by Tree.
Mm-hmm, of course.
Yeah. But Whirling Dervish is the, it's the goat. It's the goat of all time.
It's fucking insane that this was made.
Yes.
Yeah, Stefan, would you like to give a précis of this episode?
It's about a little boy's penis that can spin very fast.
Yes.
Because he eats a fish.
Because he eats a fish, and the spinning penis makes him swim faster and fly faster.
Yes, it is.
Or just fly at all, I guess.
This is such an unhinged episode of TV. It's so funny. Bronson gets dunked into an aquarium by the bullies and then realizes that the fish in the aquarium, a whirling derfish, one of only two left in captivity, has swum down his tummy and... Well, here, I'll show you the scene where he realizes it. He feels something in his tummy. He opens his pants, and we hear...
Well, don't just stand there. Help me look for him.
That's really interesting that she she's looking for a fish. She's looking on the ground, first of all.
Yeah.
Second of all, she looks up to see a little boy staring at his penis and says, help me look.
Yes.
Interesting.
It's
well, stop looking at your cock and help me.
Yeah,
me fish is gone.
The kid who got just got dunked in my aquarium. Yeah. There's one fish missing from my aquarium. Help me look.
I also say this aquarium very clearly a pet shop,
a pet store. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Very obviously.
Yeah, I think they just left the puppies in the bottom of the basket and then just filled it with fucking water.
Yeah.
Let God take those who can't swim.
So now we have yes.
I just want to say the reveal. I mean, there's the spinning penis there, but the reveal in the bathtub, which I think
here
is,
we have.
So here next we have clip.
I had to go back and watch this like three times to be like, is this actually what's happening? Yeah, this is really good.
Yeah,
I thought you'd enjoy this, Stefan.
Bronson,
it's so good.
Reveals his secret to Pete.
I just really quickly. I don't think we want to show it right now, but the reason that he realizes that it's water that activates it is because he's in the bathroom. Just sort of squeezing a sponge onto his dick and letting the dick water hit him in the face.
Yeah.
And he does it a couple of times.
It's really good.
Like when you kind of miss with a bidet.
Here's that moment here, I think.
So that's the dick water right in his face and eyes.
Yep. And now here is the reveal of the derfish's. Here's where he reveals the derfish's powers to Pete.
That weird aquarium fish swimming around inside me.
Sorry, I'll just turn up the volume here so everyone can hear.
That weird aquarium fish swimming around inside me. Whenever I get my you know what not wet, spin out.
Bronson, you've got a whirly willy.
Just add water.
So, what are you going to do about it?
He has a whirly willy. His penis turns into a propeller when it touches water. And Bronson is going to use this to win a race. This is... Yeah, this is fucking nuts, dude.
So
I love
good.
It.
It's so
I love
good.
This fucking
it's
show.
So good. Yeah.
So basically, the papers all want to know about him. He's getting sponsorships from ice cream stores and fish and chip shops.
Yep.
The lady from the aquarium realizes...
Should I show a frame of what it looks like when he swims incredibly fast?
Yeah.
I've just realized that, you
it's
know,
really funny.
Maybe that would be good.
I'm actually interested to know exactly how they... I'm just trying to think of what...
Are you trying to reverse engineer how they did it?
Yeah.
Are they, were they pulling him behind a boat maybe? And then there's some sort of little motor.
Like under the,
safe,
it may,
but it's like on a paddle, like it's on a little board or something.
Yeah.
Or...
Maybe.
The swimming capital of the shipwreck coast. And the defense.
So here we have, yep, there he is. Swimming incredibly fast on account of his. Clearly not under his own power. I think that's just straight up maybe just green screen and then they're like towing something behind a ship.
That's, you know what, I think you're right.
Yeah, to get the water watermarks.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. I do just want to highlight this moment where the whirling derfish, they need to reunite it with its mate who is dying of loneliness.
And they chose this frame as the opening of the credits for like this whole season of Round the Twist.
It is. This is a real, I think Round the Twist is kind of known for its body horror. And this is a real moment of, I would say Matrix level stuff.
Worried.
Where the fish is bewitched by the promise of its mate.
Stop
out.
It. I need him to win.
Up to Bronson's mouth.
The only chance I ever get to.
Attaboy, Sparrow.
Run out.
Give me.
That's really good.
I'm going to need access to just that frame of Sparrow.
He's so happy.
He's so happy.
Oh, it fucking rules.
Man, that's rough.
Yeah.
So just after this, he re-swallows the fish and runs out because he needs it for the swimming competition. And I just want to say, this boy is what, 8, 9?
Mm-hmm.
Just grab him. What are you doing?
Yeah, you could
You're
definitely.
You're two grown women.
You could detain the boy for sure.
Yeah.
But they don't.
They don't. It continues. The Gribbles have a plan. Pete overhears it and then very smartly tells them, hey, I overheard your evil plan.
I heard you and we're alone. But nevertheless, I heard your plan.
And then they, of course, tie him up and then gag him. It's normal things for a child to know how to do.
Of course.
I really thought that was going to play a much greater role in my life watching this much kids TV. Anyway, we have them with their plan of covering the starting position with glue so that Bronson can't dive off, which fails because Bronson, Pete charges to save Bronson, but instead catapults himself into the sea where he is
gagged
in need of
and
saving.
And is drowning, yes.
That scene was really funny because he goes like 500 feet in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can show that if you'd like. We have that here.
Yep, let's do that now.
And this is also the bit where he...
It's just before this.
Yeah, it's 1842.
When he almost steps on it.
Well, but they clearly...
That was really funny.
They didn't film him stepping forward and stepping back. They clearly just got him stepping forward and pausing.
They just reversed the footage.
Reversed the footage.
Yeah, here. Like leaving the frame and everything. It's so good.
Oh man.
And then Pete charges out to tell Bronson, don't step on the glue, unfortunately.
Yeah. A little bit further forward. Yep. There we go. Onto the trampoline. Like they're emptying the airlock of a corpse in space.
He falls into the ocean. Oh, is this the end for Pete? Happily, Bronson decides to let the race go by.
It would have been funny if he drowned.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't put it past this show.
No, yeah. Because they'd be like, oh, yeah, but he's a ghost and he just still lives with his family. It's no big deal, really.
Yeah, that does seem like something they would do.
Yeah.
And then he could get brought back because, I don't know, someone shits on an egg.
Yeah.
He swims forward to save his brother. Now this, where he dives down into the water to save his drowning brother, only to...
somehow...
burst up and using his whirling penis as a helicopter blade.
Which they show.
Right?
They show it. This is insane, yeah, because it's not for like two shots. This shot, that it's just like... the front of Bronson and the held Pete.
Whoa, I only just worked it out.
But then we cut to a wide. And you do see the spinning car.
Jesus Christ.
And it's like he's flying above the whole town.
Yeah.
All of them looking up to this kid's whirling cock. Which, by the way, looking at the size of the blur.
Yeah.
Can't say anything anymore.
Let me just say, I wouldn't be able to fly.
No, yeah. I think I would be able to maybe mix a drink.
Yeah, I think I could, like, tumble some stones.
Yeah.
That's great, guys.
Yeah.
And Emmy, I'm sure it would do wonderful things to that, whatever you've got happening down there.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Here, I just have this clip here. The fish are reunited when the other fish is thrown into the sea and they meet together. So I just wanted this clip of the fish coming out of Bronson's mouth and reuniting with its soulmate.
Go ahead.
Soulmate.
Hey.
Fish type.
Yes, Sammy?
Fish type. Fish type.
Fish type.
They should remake Pokemon, but it's all like fish type is weak to dog type.
Oh, yeah.
Or I guess fish type would be weak to cat type, and cat type would be weak to dog type.
Paper type, weak to scissors type.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Where does she get her ideas?
Dog type, weak to car type.
Yes. Honestly, car type is kind of OP. It's kind of like psychic in the first generation. The fish doesn't stand much of a chance against the car either. Here's the beautiful fish. Spyro and Gyro, the two whirling derfish, are reunited.
Yay! They were the only two left in captivity and now they're gone.
Yep. One spins clockwise, the other counterclockwise. It's a beautiful tale.
Like they're gonna die in the ocean.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, they are. Yeah. The captivity program was really the last hope they could have for repopulation, but
should have left it in that little boy's penis.
I think. Yep.
Yeah.
I think you should leave the little boy's penis alone. And I think I can stand by that. Okay.
But just for the fish, you know?
Anyway, that's the episode. Bronson comes in second in the race.
But everybody's still so proud of him.
The hated Gribble wins.
An important lesson.
Don't get bullied.
They really, because the usual the usual premise of this would be like, oh, but don't worry about winning. It's other things that matter, like saving your brother. But then he also does like really well in the race too. He kind of almost gets to
he
do it all.
Wins.
Yeah.
Suffers no consequences for not caring about the fish in his dick. Not sure.
Yeah. It's a baffling show. Well, I don't know. That's trying to judge it against like, oh, what's the moral of the story? The show just fucking rules.
Yeah, it's just a good show.
You don't need morals.
No. Hey, we're proof of that.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the stuff we got up to in Sydney. Ooh, get me put behind bars if old Johnny government find out.
I mean, Jesus Christ. I think that is like my favorite ending to like any comedy is when they like openly flaunt the fact that they don't have a moral.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
like, when Homer knocks Mr. Burns out the window. And like he tells Marge about it. He's like, oh my God, is he okay? And he's like, what am I, a doctor? And then he's like, that's like the funniest ending imaginable.
Yeah.
It's so good.
I think the thing that the lack of like closure, or you know, not even the lack of closure, but the something about these made me really, I said something to Demi, which she said, wow, babe, you're really smart. Because I said so these are based on books written by Paul Jennings, I believe.
Yep.
And this made me think that Paul Jennings is kind of Australia's Junji Ito. In terms of like, if you ever read like a Junji Ito book, at the end of it, there'll be like at the end of each story, there'll be like an explanation of like, oh, here's where I got the idea for this. And you read that on the back cover, you're like, oh shit, I get an insight into this guy's crazy brain. And then you read the inside and it's like, I thought it'd be scary if there was a big, tall lady. And so I wrote this story about the big, tall lady. And you're like, okay, well, I thought there was going to be more to it, but they're all like that.
But there never is. So
Seems like, Paul Jennings was just like, I thought it'd be, as a kid, I was like, oh, what if a fish got in your penis and it spun real fast and that made you good at swimming? So I wrote a story about that.
It's so funny because, like, fish aren't like famous for spinning or anything, so he had to add that extra layer.
He had to make an. I think what it was he was like, imagine if I could swim really fast because my dick spun around heaps.
How would I do it?
Now what?
We worked
reverse
backwards.
Engineered the spinning penis.
All right, it's probably a fish that he swallows, but why would this fish? Oh, because the fish spins.
Spins,
of course. Yeah. The first draft was just like it gave him like a disease.
It gave him a disease that makes him really. tired and he falls down.
Bronson pissed on a tree.
Yeah.
And that made him, his penis starts spinning around uncontrollably.
Yeah. All right. So that's the end of, what did you think of Round the Twist?
Yeah.
Wonderful. I want to watch more episodes now. And I'm going to ask producer Dan to put a bunch of the episodes on his Plex server.
It's really, really good. I would say some of it you may have difficulty understanding because even like kids shows sound even more stupidly Australian than we do. Every now and then when we were watching this, it took me a second. And I was like, I know what you just said.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just a couple times. But I think it's also the audio quality. I was just like, wait, what? What was that sound? It sounds extremely Australian.
This isn't even the end to the penis-based episodes also. No. There are...
This episode is quite based, Tom. I agree.
Oh, okay. But there are like a lot of, I don't know. There's another one where, Demi, what happens to the penis to make him like win the pissing up a wall competition?
Oh, that's right.
I can't remember, but I think it's like a ghost, probably.
I think it is a ghost. I think it's a ghost that like lives in their shed.
Yeah, or the outhouse ghost.
Outhouse, but I thought it was a ghost, but I could actually be thinking about the weird prehistoric bird that's magic that lives in their shed.
Yeah, there's a...
I need to watch a lot more of these episodes.
Yeah. Dude, it's so good.
It's very, very good.
Yeah.
How do you usually introduce this quiz on your show?
Oh, John does it. So I'm just kind of like tuned out at this point.
Okay. Well, John does it. Okay.
Before we start, Demi, could you take your case off of the phone? Because it's just interfering with the mic.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yep. Hold on.
We were troubleshooting stuff for a while and we realized that the reason we were getting like a constant clicking was because Demi's case has like, some MagSafe shit on it.
Put that over there.
That is just amplified. And so it's
really strange. Bad. Okay. So John usually introduces this. We all know that we love tying our cocks and pussies in a knot, and it's good to us. And as much stuff you could put up your ass is the best thing for me. John Cullen. Now for the quiz.
Okay. And so that was just you kind of getting in character.
Just in character as John. Yeah. Okay. Question one. Should I do it like super? Hey, question one.
What's the?
Do you want to explain the
Yeah, explain
system?
The quiz first.
You explain the quiz. I'm John.
Well, I mean, I can explain it because we do it on our show.
Yeah. You explain it, Stefan. So, I'm ripping yours off.
Because you asked me for the rules for your own quiz yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is the phone being loud?
It's sometimes... I think you just need to keep it away from the mic a little bit. Sorry, baby.
So it wasn't the cover, it's just the phone?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right.
It's doing like that annoying... I know that sound.
Yes. Yeah.
The first like 3 years of Go Off King stream, we dealt with that like every single stream. And now we don't have any audio issues at all.
So. Hooray!
Yeah. But essentially there's going to be 6 questions.
Yeah.
There's 3 rounds. The first 2 questions are worth 1 point each and they are easy.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The middle questions are medium and they are worth 2 points. And then the last 2 questions are worth 3 points each and they're difficult.
Okay.
And they're difficult even for like an Australian to get.
Yes.
Even the smartest person in the world would struggle with them, you say.
Hang on. Let me. All right. Okay, should we keep score? And also, do you two have to write down your answers because you're both answering?
I think normally the way we do it is like Tom would write it. Like I'll say it first because I'm less likely to know it, and then Tom writes it down. Like,
okay, great.
Sure.
Once you're asking the question,
and then we'll just remember to keep score.
Cool. I'll write mine down over here. Stefan, you're all good to go.
All right, great.
Okay.
Question one, and should I do it in a really Australian, like Round the Twist voice?
I follow your bliss, baby.
Question one.
Okay.
Australia is known for its beautiful coastline and pristine beaches, and swimming in them can be a hell of a lot of fun. And that's the tooth, is what I wrote.
You wrote that's the tooth?
Which Australian Prime Minister disappeared without a trace while swimming in the sea?
Oh, fuck. I forget. Is it Harold Holt?
Oh, Stefan.
That's right, Stefan. Yes.
Well done.
Right. That's a hard. That's a hard question for round one. But I know you guys are still
figuring but then I was like, I'm pretty sure Stefan and I have actually talked about this.
We talked about him a lot when I was there.
Yeah, so it was more about like day, will he remember this guy's name?
Yeah.
But for Tom,
which is
like,
impressive.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Question two. The quokka, a small marsupial native to Australia, known as the happiest animal in the world due to its cute and friendly appearance, and also known to be the mascot for HBF Australian Health Insurance, voiced by an extremely attractive and petite sexual expert of an Australian comedian.
Okay.
But when threatened by a predator, what will a female quokka expel from her pouch?
Piss?
I don't think they keep piss in the... Why would they piss into the pouch? That just lets you keep the piss around.
Well, what else are you expelling from a pouch?
All right, well, my answer is her offspring.
And that is correct.
And,
wow.
And the reason that Tom got that correct is because I fucked up and forgot that he would be in the quiz as well. So before the quiz, I said, is this hard enough? And asked him the question and then told him the answer.
That's
so
okay.
To make it fair, mm-hmm. I have asked Jesse to send in his answer, and that will be your answer, Tom.
Okay.
So we'll see if Jesse got it right. All right, ready?
Yeah.
What does a quokka expel from her pouch? I'm going to say Stefan. Just
That's
playing.
Kind of half right.
Just joking around. I think it would probably be a stink, some kind of stinky smell. Oh, wait, I already said Stefan. No, I'm just kidding, but I do think it's some kind of stink, like a skunk or something. You know what I mean? All right. Good luck, everyone.
Okay, so you got that one wrong, Tom.
All right, well, I played an honest game.
All right, so you're
Stink
both
is a good guess.
Stink is a pretty good guess, yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah. Would you like to say why it expels its offspring?
Yeah, so it expels, she expels her offspring. The noise made by her young attracts the attention of the predator, allowing the mother to the chance to escape.
Wow, that's really smart.
That's really smart. Distraction.
You know what? We're not so different. sticking a baby to the wall to draw the clickers away from my escape path.
Quiet place bats go after the baby instead.
Oh, damn.
Just duct tape it to a fucking ceiling fan so they get dizzy. Okay, question 3. Bettina Mary Arndt, born 1st of August 1949, is an Australian writer and commentator.
Say the first part again.
Bettina Mary Arndt, born the 1st of August 1949, is an Australian writer and commentator who specializes in sex issues. I bet you could get a few penis tips from her. But how many penis tips does the male echidna have?
Oh, well, I feel like it's more than one. And I'm going to say 2.
Oh, fuck. Okay, he got lucky because that's how many he can fucking count.
So you've both said 2. It is actually 4 penis tips.
No!
What?
Yeah. They've got 4. And I saw a picture. Stefan, do you want to see a picture of it?
I'll send you. I'm already screen sharing.
Tom, I'll show it to you. I've saved the picture already.
Okay.
Tom, just let me do it.
But it'll be better to have it on screen.
We can't show it on screen.
We've already shown... Oh my God, we can't.
I fucking told you. Just listen to me and believe me.
You sent it to me?
Yeah, just go to the group
chat. Have you guys seen the turtle's really long penis?
Yes, but we can look at that if you want.
Look, I think we could show this on screen.
No.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
So, by the way, it's so good you just sent that to the group chat.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to put it on screen
now. All right, put it on screen.
Oh.
That is so crazy.
That's so bad.
What a bad... Fucking animal.
Okay, so no points.
We're tied up on 1 apiece.
All right.
Wow.
Question 4. The toilets on the Titanic are not the only experts in sinking piss. Australians are known for their love of beer. Sinking piss is like drinking alcohol.
I got that.
In 1954, Prime Minister Bob Hawke broke a world record when he sculled a yard glass, 2.5 pints of beer, in how many seconds?
God, I've seen the video of this, I feel like.
Yeah.
Or I've read about this or something.
But yeah.
It's like an insane, it's like 3 seconds.
And Tom?
My answer is 7 seconds.
I'm so sorry, guys. It's 11 seconds, which is still insane.
A yard is bigger than I was thinking of just like a pint or something.
Do you both want to have another guess?
11.
I'm going to go with 12.
Okay, penis gets a point. I meant Stefan, but I saw the word penis on this.
My name is penis?
You get, penis, you get 2 points because that was in the middle round of questions.
Penis, you get 2 points.
Yay.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Sorry.
No, it's good. It's not like everyone listening to this who's also like a Go Off Kings or Block Party fan is going to call me penis for the rest of my life.
I'm my own son, penis.
Ooh, okay. I'm penis.
Ooh, I'm penis. I'm penis. Question five. This is what I've written.
Okay.
Struth. Question five already?
Oh my God.
I couldn't think of a fancy way to lead into this question. Sorry. What is the tallest mountain peak in Australia?
I feel like, can I guess where it might be?
Oh, sure.
Is it in Tasmania?
No, sorry.
Okay, well, then I don't. Mount. Mount Cunt.
Close.
Okay. Close.
Now, are we going with spelling on this?
I mean, you can't.
Yeah, all right.
C-U-N-T.
It's Mount Kosciuszko. And it is spelled, Tom, you spelt it wrong, but that is fine because it is pronounced Kosciuszko.
Yeah.
And it is spelled K-O-S-C-I-U-S-Z-K-O.
Yeah. I mean,
it's like a Polish sort of name.
We're really lucky that Polish guys didn't discover more stuff.
Yeah. You got very
But the
close
screen
stuff.
Door on the sail ship stood, stood the test of time long enough for them to get to the mountain.
You came super close with that spelling, though, Tom.
Yeah, that was not so bad.
Question six. Australia is known for its weird and sometimes scary wildlife. Mm-hmm. Why, I bet you'd fairly spoof your fucking dax if you saw one of our creepy crawlies.
That means come in your pants. I don't know why I should say that. Shit your pants.
Australia is home to how many of the 25 most venomous snakes in the world?
Do you come your pants when you see something scary?
How many are the snakes?
Okay, all right. I'm going to guess this many of the top 25.
Okay.
I'm going to say 19.
Oof, you're both really close. Tom said 20. It is 21.
Oh,
yeah. Tom's closer, though.
Yeah. And at the end of that, we've got Tom on 4 and Stefan on 3.
Yay.
Well done, pretty you good. Guys. That's pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good. Yeah. Honestly, remembering Harold Holt is...
That's crazy.
Incredible. Great job. I would not say that is an easy question at all.
Yeah. And saying 11 after being told 11 is also, like, really smart.
I said 12 because I thought it might have changed.
Yeah, but then because Stefan went first and Tom had to say 12 because, like, that's just how... Like, it just makes sense. That means,
makes
you know,
sense.
You got an extra 2 points.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing my quiz, guys.
No, thank you.
That was so much fun. Nice job.
Thank you.
You know what? You know what? Harold Holt could have used a fish in his old cock.
Actually, he did get the fish, but it was the female.
The wrong way.
And it dragged him down into the depths.
Right.
It was pulling rather than pushing.
And then we named a swimming pool after him, which is like so fucked up.
The Harold Holt Aquatic Center is a real cosmic joke of a building.
Yeah.
But he liked swimming, I guess, right? That was like
Also died swimming.
Sure.
So, yeah it's like if you'd named a gun after JFK.
Well, but like the Lincoln Theater, I feel like that might
He didn't get killed by theater though. He got killed by guy.
But
the guy was an actor.
Actually, and he was actually already really bored. And so he asked the guy to do that to him.
Did he? He turned around and got shot in the face.
Hey, buddy, speed it up.
Yeah.
I can't sit through this monologue.
He grabbed the guy's finger and squoze.
Thank God. Stefan, thank you very much for joining us on this episode. Is there anything you would like to plug?
Well, Tom and Demi, I have a podcast. Also, like this, you have a podcast. I also have a podcast. It's called Blocked Party.
We have so much in common.
You have both been on it before, numerous times. What else? And it's fun. We have guests on, and their guests are funny, and they talk about a time that they got blocked on social media by like a celebrity, but that's really just like not the... That's like the least important part of the show.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's, you know, if you've got a theme for the show, eventually it's going to erode and you're just going to have funny people.
Of course.
The show is about...
A sex freak and some little guy.
Yeah, the show is about you steadily realizing, you get into it because you're like, oh, it's got this freak Stefan and this normal guy, John, who he torments. And then you listen to it for long enough that you're like, oh, John's the freak.
John's the absolute freak.
There's a tipping point where you're like, the normal guy's the strange one, actually.
Yeah.
And the guy who just watches the same 5 videos of fast food review guys like shitting their pants or whatever is actually pretty normal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to watch some Kendomic after this, probably.
Ooh,
I got nice. A recommendation for, I'll plug this as well, the Kendomic Reaction Channel. I'm just kidding. I did get a YouTube short recommended, and it was a guy wearing a Kendomic, like, realistic mask that he had made.
Stefan, I don't like the dark path you're going down. You also do another podcast about the Vancouver Canucks called I Hate This Team.
I Hate This Team.
And you do a Twitch stream with our friend Jesse.
Called the Go Off Kings, and you guys are on that a lot. Often.
That's right.
And it's great. And you'll be on. Well, when is this episode coming out?
Like later today, probably. So yeah, the 12-hour stream is happening.
Yeah, we're behind because we got married. And like we didn't do anything after that.
We're not so behind. Someone emailed us asking when the podcast comes out, and I haven't replied to it yet. But my answer is when it
comes out, it'll
come
know.
Out like the first half of the week and the second half of the week. And God knows there is a day that I want it to come out, but it ain't gonna happen, buddy.
12-hour stream tomorrow. Well, Tuesday, December 12th, North America time.
Yeah,
Jesse and I are doing a 12-hour stream, not for charity or anything,
just because
I
just thought we promised like 2 months ago to our viewers that we would do it, and so now we're gonna do it, and we have some stuff planned. We're gonna play.
You kind of look like one of the kids that would be on an advert for a charity.
Well, thank you, Demi.
Yeah, giving money, giving the charity money. Also want to say I feel negative. I wasn't trying to be negative about that person asking when the podcast comes out.
No, you know,
it'll just come out because our schedules are very chaotic.
You didn't sound negative. Yeah. It's okay.
Yeah. They should check out all that stuff. And
please watch Round the Twist.
God, it's so fucking good. It's all up on YouTube. Some freak has ripped it all.
All the comments are off, which is smart, I think.
Well, it's kids TV. That's why. Because you have it turned off for kids TV.
Okay, well, that makes sense. But also, even so, they should not have comments on for this because people will get...
Absolutely. People will go absolutely insane. Either because I can't understand what these fucking Australians are saying, or why is the boy pregnant?
Correct. Oh, wow. According to this, this is actually like kind of an official upload. Twisted Lunchbox is like part of the ACTF, the Australian Children's Television Foundation.
Oh, that's great. Oh,
wow. Who made Round the Twist.
That rocks.
Rock on. All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Or if you're on the Patreon and chose to watch this episode, watching.
And listening, because you watch and you listen.
That's right.
You know what? That's actually true. I hadn't thought about that. Huh. I'm going to need to go to my man cave and ruminate on that one.
Stefan, can I tell you that Tom smells quite bad right now?
Shut up.
And I've been sitting here doing this for you and for Tom.
Yeah.
And Tom smells quite bad.
Have you been smelling through your nose or mouth?
Have I been smelling through my nose or mouth?
I don't need to.
I'm not a snake, Tom.
I'm hiding my camera on the recording so I can sniff myself.
Why smell bad?
Stink man.
I smell like a wet dog.
Stink man.
Okay.
Because I went to the gym, and also it's like hot around here, but I did shower after going to the gym.
Some shit, isn't
you kind of smell like nice smelling healthy piss.
Oh, that's not bad.
Bye, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Check out the Patreon for more content from Tom and Demi. And check out Stefan wherever he can be found.
Under a rock, scuttling away.
He'll be pootling to his little appointments in a darling little Apple car.
Yeah.
Bye, everybody.
With a gun nut on his head.
Drive. I don't know how to drive.
Oh, you don't know how to drive?
You can drive an Apple. You don't need a fucking license for that.
Stefan's in the back of... The Worm's Apple car.
Of Lowly Worm's Apple helicopter,
he's completely blanking Lowly Worm as Lowly Worm drives him to his podcast appointment.
Lowly, can you take me to John's house?
All right. Thanks, Stefan.
Yeah.
Stop the recording.